There seems to be no end in sight to Saudi Arabia's aggression against Yemen as more people are falling victim to the kingdom's attacks. The latest Saudi air raids killed 12 people in Saada province. Five others also died after the kingdom's troops shelled the same province. Saudi Arabia has been leading an invasion of Yemen since March 2015. The military aggression has claimed the lives of more than 12,500 people, most of them civilians. Riyadh has so far defied calls by rights organizations to end its deadly war. The Saudi-led coalition has also imposed an all-out siege on Yemen, which has worsened the already dire humanitarian situation there. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Mr. Colin Cavell, who is a former lecturer at University of Bahrain, and he's joining us live now via Skype from West Virginia. Mr. Cavell, what do you make of the continuing, of course, Saudi air raids? We continue to, of course, hear about civilian casualties.
Mr. Walker, this is more of the imperialist aggression. The proxy sponsor, of course, is Saudi Arabia, which is trying to reinstall a puppet government into Yemen, but it is backed by the United States and the United Kingdom. So it is part of an imperialist aggression to maintain the hegemony of Western influence in the Arabian Peninsula in general, and in particular to try to continue to prop up the discredited House of Saud, this unelected dictatorial monarchy in Saudi Arabia, which finds that the only way to stay in power is to wage war against its neighbors and to oppress its own people and to mislead the world with the proclamations about progress or open for business, when all they're doing is killing people, torturing people, denying people the democratic rights, and the people of the Arabian Peninsula have had enough, and they will not stand for it.
Mr. Cavell, you know, we have about a minute left. I want to ask you this about the diseases that are spreading in Yemen. We, of course, have spoken about cholera at length many times here on Press TV, but adding to that, now we have meningitis, which is also spreading like wildfire amongst Yemenis. How much responsibility do the Saudis bear in that situation?
They bear the majority of the responsibility, Mr. Walker. Why? Because the Saudis have been dropping bombs on hospitals. Not only that, just recently, this week, they are denying shipments of fuel to Saudi Arabia for relief planes. So yes, they bear the brunt of the responsibility for bombing hospitals, for bombing schools, for denying any type of UN humanitarian relief into the country. They are directly responsible for the spread of cholera. They are directly responsible for the spread of meningitis. They are directly responsible for the death of many, many people. In fact, in this recent attack that killed 17 people, we must note that in one family, there were three women and six children of the same family. So they're just indiscriminately dropping bombs with no military targets in mind. They're just killing people. It is a torture machine.
Okay, Mr. Cavell, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.